It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is sponsored by Amazon. We are going to do some Emmys coverage coming up here. Find out why everyone was wearing the blue ribbons at the Emmys and take a look at some of Stephen Colbert's intro. I didn't watch the very beginning of the show.
I didn't even see a minute of it.
I watched a few minutes of it because I was looking for him. But I missed the beginning of the show because Hooman was there and we were eating and stuff. And I didn't see him at all. And by the time we started watching it, there was just some crazy dude like doing these over the loudspeaker announcements. So I found out a little bit more about him. So we'll talk about the Emmys here in just a second. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. So the Emmys aired last night on CBS. Welcome home for now. I hear that's changing soon, although that's really all I've heard about it.
Saw something about it this morning.
Oh yeah, what'd you see?
Just, I'll tell you off the air, but it's moving along.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the merger.
Yeah.
As they call it.
Our life up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna keep showing up until they say don't do it.
It's.
I'd like to know ahead of time though. That'd be great.
I'd like to know where. Also, I mean, I'm assuming here for now. I don't really know. Yo no say.
It's so weird.
I know. Anywho, so the Emmys happened last night on CBS, and if you weren't watching football or Ray Donovan at my house or painting at your house, you probably saw some of this. I gotta say, man, award shows, like it is fun to see some of the people that
you know. You're not alone. I think award shows can be neat, especially if you've got a pony in the race. You like somebody and you hope they do well, but you can't like it all. It's an industry event.
Mm-hmm.
It's really for them. And so we like our stars and we like to spend a minute watching them look their best. They're so handsome and pretty.
They really are.
How incredibly enjoyable to see them be humans. And then they start spewing and you're all okay. I've had enough of that guy, and I don't even know who it is. So,
right. You
know, half the time you like it because you see someone, oh, The Handmaid's Tale.
Yay, they won.
I love that show.
I did love that. They deserve that Emmy, I guess.
And then you see some old codger, you know, ranting about something you don't know about or whatever, and you go, what?
I mean, I do like the fashion. And I like to not like it also because thank God I don't ever have to go to award shows because, man, that was what a pain in the ass, picking out that dress and getting your hair and your makeup and all your jewelry and stuff. I got to say, though, I didn't see it all, and so I haven't looked at every single dress. But, man, I love Sarah Paulson.
Who?
Sarah Paulson. She's the chick. We just were talking about her the other day. She was on Studio 50 on the Sunset Strip or whatever. She played like the main blonde chick. Mm. She's on all the American horror stories.
Oh, is this the lady who played in the O.J. Simpson?
She is.
Show? Okay.
Right. Oh, my God. Right. So she was
Marcia Clark.
And she's in real life. Isn't she married to some way older woman?
Holland Taylor. Yeah.
Right. So I love her. I think she's great. I think she's cute as a button. She's like kind of a big goofy girl. I love her. She comes out and she's wearing like, I don't know, car parts. Like the least flattering dress I've ever seen. This big silver, just, it made her look a mile wide. And her hair's like parted down the middle and really severe. Kind of just like, she looks almost like the wife, you know, the American farmland or what, you know, that one where the guy's holding the pitchfork.
Sure.
American Gothic, and it just looks super severe and not flattering at all.
Looks very 80s with the big shoulder,
big
pads,
shoulders, and kind of
like
hanging straight.
Dynasty,
yeah, boxy and stuff. And her hair is like super unfriendly looking. And
all right, I got it.
Yeah, so she's, you know, whatever. I do sort of enjoy that about award shows, is seeing what everybody's in.
It's like a spacesuit.
Yeah, it's a very strange look. But anyway.
She's 42. Holland Taylor is 74.
Yeah.
Well, they're in love.
Can't
stop the feeling.
Right?
That's right, Finny. Heart wants what it wants. So I think I made my point. I'm not a huge fan of award shows. So I apologize. I know I do the celebrity trash. It's just what, you know, what I do every morning. Read about celebrities. And
looks like Silver came down the carpet a couple times, huh?
Yeah.
And right. I've seen some shots of chicks and just, you know.
Zoe Kravitz looked pretty darn good.
Oh, she was she on the stage for Big Little Lies? I so envy a chick who can have super, super short hair. It just looks great.
You did it. What are you talking about?
I mean, I did it, but I mean, I shouldn't have.
What do you mean? Ugh.
Please, I look at pictures now and I'm just like, ah!
You don't like that really short hair?
At the time, I have to say, I rationalize it because, man, there is nothing like getting out of the shower, shaking your head, and then leaving.
That's for sure.
Oh, God, is it great. But, yeah, I just, you know, I got sick of looking at that not very handsome girl in the mirror anymore. People would go, oh, you got your hair cut. I'm like, oh, this is an epic fail.
It's funny? I don't know if, you know, everybody eventually has long hair and whatever. But as a dude, having had long hair, which I did as a young man, it seems to come on you slow enough that you don't really notice the weight or the trouble that it's causing you. Mm-hmm. When you finally shave your head and get it off you, you just go, I had curtains hanging down the side of my face forever.
Right.
Man, I'm free.
Mm-hmm.
And it does seem like it's liberating to get rid of that.
So I cannot wait to cut it again someday in the far distant future. But now I know. I know the secret is that's freaking awesome. But you don't look good anymore. some people do.
It's a
like
sacrifice.
Getting back to Zoe Kravitz, as you mentioned her. She has like this super short cap of hair. It's just,
she's got a
darling
rock star dad and a supermodel mom, and she's
and a supermodel face, yeah, and a chiseled neck, and right. She's got all the things that support it. Oh, God, so why do I have to be such
bones.
A normal girl?
She's unbelievable.
I know, she's freaking beautiful. So the blue ribbon at the Emmys is
for
the blue ribbons are being worn to show support for the American Civil Liberties Union and its Stand With ACLU initiative. So that's the big blue ribbons. A lot of people had them on. The Emmys took a lot of shots at President Trump, including an appearance by Sean Spicer. So Stephen Cole, so I had Bryn go through the whole opening segment. Do you want to walk me through this? Or
sure.
Okay.
Do you want that part specifically?
Yeah, let's start with that.
Because Colbert is all over the place. You know, he's the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the part with Spicer.
Laura Dern won Best Supporting Actress for Big Little Lies, which I guess there was...
Is that the one you watched?
Yeah, Big Little Lies.
That's the one with Nicole Kidman?
And mm-hmm. Yeah, Reese Witherspoon.
And Laura Dern won.
She won for Supporting Actress. So Reese and Nicole were up for Best Actress, and then Laura has a smaller role on there. And actually, I want to say Alexander Skarsgård won Best Supporting Male Actor for his run on that show.
He's the husband of...
Of Nicole Kidman's character.
Okay.
You watch that?
He's the domestic abuser. Mm-hmm. Freaking great show. Oh, so good.
So it's coming back, right?
That's what I hear, that they're going to do a whole other season of it. I don't know what the focus will be, because this one was specifically at something that had happened at this school fundraiser. A big mystery. So anyway, Laura Dern won Best Supporting Actress for Big Little Lies, which I guess someone named Jackie Hoffman was nominated in the same category. And they say she pitched a fit and was like yelling, damn it, when Laura... Does it seem to be tongue in cheek?
It's not. You can't hear it, but she's on the big screen, you know, with all the other nominees.
Uh-huh.
And here it is. So you can read her lips and she's saying damn it. That's pretty much it.
Well, so, she's an actress, so...
Later she tweeted it was elitism because Laura has famous parents, and then a few more posts basically bitching that she didn't win.
Oh, so she wasn't kidding.
Well, then she said, I hear the media is actually taking my reaction seriously. Are you kidding me? So...
Well, why were you tweeting
supporting
your reaction?
Maybe you read what the media said and decided to...
It wasn't just under the breath, damn it. It was, damn it!
Yeah, she's... Ugh, I thought she
yikes.
Was... If she had just stopped there, it would have seemed like a joke.
Right.
But if you tweet following that up with elitism and your parents were famous, that's weird.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus won lead actress in a comedy series. She was the first person, male or female, to win 6 years in a row for playing the same character. They're also saying there was diversity all over the place. First black woman to win for comedy writing. First Asian man to win an Emmy for acting. I think first black series director. Didn't the guy from Atlanta, Donald Glover, won? And they said that was a first. Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us. We actually started to watch this, Hooman. He won best actor. Outstanding lead actor in a drama. And he was he's up there, and he's clearly got stuff prepared. And so they start playing him off at about 2 minutes into his speech, and I guess he wasn't having it. Did you grab that?
I did. It doesn't seem like he's as mad as they make it seem, but
No worries.
They start playing him off.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
So you and Hooman started watching it, or were you telling him that you started watching it?
No, we watched it on and off. As we were watching, as we were eating dinner, I think we had it on.
Oh, okay.
And then we watched a little bit more. And I was just looking to see Stephen Colbert. But we saw a few of these awards given out, and I think that was toward the end of the show.
Right, yeah.
Was the outstanding lead actor.
I'll start playing the audio as soon as they... here's the part where they start playing the music.
Okay. It's true, actually. The other people that they were trying to get off the stage, they would just play like one note. Like, here's your warning. He didn't get a warning. They just jumped right in there, didn't they? Nobody else got this loud music. You're really done with me.
Weird.
Anyway, he...
weird.
Apparently, he went backstage and finished his whole rant.
Here's some of that.
I wouldn't mind finishing. So the announcer... because we never did see any of Stephen Colbert in the little bit that we watched, the here and there's that we watched. Turns out this announcer, and we were like, who is this guy? Like, I actually thought it was maybe Nick Cannon. He's kind of like yelling over the loudspeaker as he's introducing everybody and making cracking dumb jokes. Guy's name is Jermaine Fowler. He seemed to be having a good time, but I guess the reviews on him were pretty mixed.
His little montage of him throughout the night.
He was like just this disembodied voice, just kind of like yelling at the audience.
Well, why was Colbert not?
I do not know.
That sounds like.
Sounds like he was getting sick backstage. Like they just grabbed this person, give him the mic, and go, here, read this.
What's this guy's name again?
Jermaine Fowler.
By the way, Paul Mercurio was in town. Brent and I hung out with him on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. What'd you guys get up to?
Paul
Mercurio, by the way, is a touring comic, and he's a writer for Colbert's nighttime show.
So he was performing?
He had a benefit to do on Saturday.
Yeah, so he flew on Friday, and we met up, Brent and I met up with him around 10 p.m., maybe a little later.
Oh,
what were you doing out at 10 p.m.?
I can't believe Brent actually left his house. Go ahead.
Well, it was Friday, and he was like, hey, I'm in town. I only got a night, and I was thinking to myself, I never get out. I never do this anymore.
I never get out.
I don't. Especially
Game over,
dude. Especially on a weeknight. Well, on any night. So I was thinking, I got to get out and just do something, you know? And Paul's here, so I just went out to have a drink with him and hang out. He was super, super cool, super fun. Hooman showed up and tried to take us to like six places. You know, my buddy owns that one. My buddy owns that one. Which one do you want to go to?
Cruising around looking for a place to stop that someone you knew owned?
We didn't care.
Well, I wanted to pick a place with cool ambiance.
Right.
You know, that matters
exactly.
to me.
And then we ended up at a very nice place.
Oh.
But, you know.
How much were the drinks at the very nice place?
Free.
No, they weren't free.
Yeah.
No, we paid.
They were like,
paid.
I $42 for the three of us.
For one drink?
For three drinks, for one round,
exactly.
It's pricey. Could be worse. I guess it could be worse. I don't know. All right, that's all I got time for. So, congratulations, everybody who won. I hope you enjoyed the show. I know. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Our boy goes to Berkeley. We've got an update after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's going to be a good one. Don't you worry about a thing.
And this part of Don't you worry about a thing.
This part of the show is sponsored by UCSF Health. You can watch this show any old time. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch, and that'll take you right to the Looking Glass.
Yeah.
At RadioAlice.com, and there's a whole little community there. You can chat with the other people, the lookers. Mm-hmm. Run the Looking Glass, and Vaughn runs the cameras in there. I got HD cameras all around the studio. Man, we look freaking fantastic. Happy Monday morning. Woo!
Is that the gown you wore to the Emmys last night,
This is
night,
the
Sarah?
Gown that I had on. Isn't it pretty?
It's
you like it?
Gorgeous.
I like it to keep things simple.
Yes.
Like I like a simple cut, uh-huh. You know.
Color's beautiful.
I like it to be a little bit bulky, kind of puffy around the shoulders. Yeah. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
This reporter would like to quickly follow up on a story from weeks past, if I could. I do not literally mean that I hope our government bombs Equifax into oblivion, but I really can't believe how much work it takes to get your credit frozen to save yourself from the hackers. This morning, because I had to let my credit ride because I was in the middle of some thing, I was out on the street at 5:20-something waiting on the line on a call to India.
Oh,
of all the places. Well, I started the call way down the freeway.
What city were you in?
I don't know how long. I was, put it this way. They open at 8 Eastern time, so I called at 5:01, and I was on the phone until I walked up the here. Anyway, the first person that I'm on the phone with, I'm like, I am so sorry. I do not understand you. I'm not trying to be racist. I'm not trying to give you trouble. I can't understand you, man. Where are you? I don't even understand what you just said when you told me where you are. He passed me on. Aww. I was on the phone in India, by the way. And in India, by the way, they start the call with, what is your social security number?
Yeah, here's I have some problems with, I feel like, and listen, I get it. People outsource to India because it is inexpensive and easier. Clearly, that's like a good place to go get your phone stuff sourced from. But man, I do feel like that's my social security number.
Twice from India, the first thing they asked for, what is your social security number?
It doesn't give me a feeling of like kick-ass confidence. Like I
think
hate
I'm
to say
on a
that.
Secure line. I mean, should I even
right,
be
I'm
saying
calling
this?
You from my cell phone. Like this doesn't feel right.
So the thing was, is yesterday I got online and tried to freeze my credit with TransUnion. You have three different
yes, three different
functioning
places.
Places that you gotta go. TransUnion, I'd go there and I'm in the middle of just trying to get this done while I'm eating cereal because I gotta go paint this garage. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I ended up signed up for some membership I didn't want.
Oh.
So I had to cancel that and get my credit for us. So I'm telling you, I'm with all of you who are out there trying to get this done.
What kind of membership?
It's some...
Is a protection?
Protection that I didn't need, that I just wanted to freeze my credit. But unfortunately, what I signed up for is locking my credit.
Is that good?
Well, locking my credit comes with the membership.
Oh.
Freezing your credit is something else.
It's that you can just do without being a member.
And I'm telling you, I actually kind of feel fairly savvy with this kind of stuff. And there I was. I'm just sure that everyone out there is filling their lines up all day, every day right now because of this Equifax breach, and they're raking in the dough with by mischarging people. I was like at the point I'm all keep the $20 for the first month. I don't even care. Just freeze my credit so I can't get hacked. By the way, hackers, listen, I get it. There's loopholes. You're just trying to get your bucks without leaving the house. I bought a computer the other day ago, and mine didn't have the dark net, and so I can't hack, or I would too. Because, man, it seems like easy money, but don't hack me or anyone I know, please.
I know that, you know, it feels to me like none of us should have to do this. The fact that there's been a breach like this, you should be able to go to Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, whatever the hell the names of them are, And you should be able to go in there and say, I want a verbal notification anytime anyone is. And I think that needs to be the standard now. No one should ever be able to open up a line of credit without getting a call from all three of the places that have all your information and you confirming a bunch of things. And it should be a verbal thing or I mean, or whatever it needs to be. But it should be on them. Like, that's what pisses me off about this.
It is brutal. So anyway,
it's on you, and they're the ones who get just smeared your info all over the world.
I did some incredible research.
Oh, you are amazing. So tell us.
So what's the difference between a credit lock and a credit freeze, or do you already know?
I do not know. What is
it? A credit lock gives you the power to block access to your Equifax credit file.
Oh, this is through TransUnion.
This is from a law school that I'm reading this.
All right.
So credit lock, power to block access to your Equifax credit line. However, a credit lock allows you to lock and unlock your account easily rather than to have it verified like a credit freeze would allow
you.
Right,
so that was the thing, is that came with the $20 a month charge.
You gonna pay it?
Nope. Well, that's the thing. I didn't want to. I just want to freeze my credit. I don't want anyone to open anything anytime soon. And I don't want to pay $20 a month to infinity.
Right.
So what do you
That bill should go to Equifax, not me.
Right.
What the heck? I'm not the one. I'm just sitting here. I didn't do it.
I just really feel like it could be a simple thing accomplished by just checking in with the person whose information you have through no fault of our own.
I realize some people listening are over it and don't even waste their time with this. And if they get hacked or their identity stolen, they just don't care because they didn't do anything wrong and they shouldn't have to deal with this.
But they will have to. And
eventually it's going to come around if they get you. Which leads me to my next story. Mm-hmm. How'd our boy do in the hackathon?
They did well. They did okay. I guess they had a key person on their team that...
This is our boy at Berkeley. He was at the hackathon on
Friday
night.
There was some kind of hackathon. They were actually trying to create something to get into this major United States company's website, and they were the sponsor of it, so it wasn't like illegal or anything. They were just actually trying to find the holes in their security. And so he made it about a little over 12 hours.
What happened was their key programmer got recruited in the middle of the hack,
and he was like, I gotta go, guys.
And then he tried to teach the number two programmer all these things that he didn't know.
Because he was setting up some system
so that they could
find
it.
By getting recruited, do you mean that's part of the game?
No.
In real life, he found out that he had gotten into something.
That he had had six interviews for. And in the middle of the hackathon, they're like...
He was like, I gotta go sleep.
So he finds this out
in the middle of the hackathon, and he's like, I just got into this thing, and it's tomorrow at noon, and I've got to go home, and I have to leave. So he spent a couple hours showing them how to code this thing that he was doing, and then so they tried, one man down, and they did well, like I don't want to say the company, but they came in, and they were actually, like, super stoked, and they talked to all the kids on Riley's team.
But they lost their first-string quarterback.
But they did. So they didn't have a chance.
So they had their second-string quarterback, and he had learned it, but he was trying to think through it, and he was falling asleep as he was programming.
They were so tired. They'd all been up. They did their whole day of classes on Friday, and then this thing started at like 7 p.m. or something.
Wow.
I know. But he loved it. He thought it was great, and I guess they do these all the time over there, and so he's like all psyched for the next one. And
the next one's the big one, everyone. The next one's the Super Bowl of hackathons. And he assured me him and his team are going to win, so I'm excited.
All right.
Stop it.
Well, that leads me to Cal.
Yes.
Cal Bears, they played on Saturday night. Luckily, the game was so late that after I got my squirt put to bed, I was able to sit down and watch our Bears get the win.
Yay.
For the win.
Cal beat Mississippi 27-16. Did you watch?
No.
Oh, that's...
No, I was playing cribbage.
All right, well, I had that. Yeah. I got that. I watched that for
Thank
you guys.
Thank you for watching it for us.
Happy to do it. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. Vinny, fast facts.
Pez dispensers were designed to look like cigarette lighters because they were supposed to encourage people to stop smoking and have a mint.
Oh. All right. You kind of flick the back of it. That makes sense.
When the Beatles were making Abbey Road, they originally planned on calling it Everest. But they didn't want to go to Everest to take a picture.
So they decided to cross Abbey Road.
That's it was funny. Easier to just walk outside and take a photo on Abbey Road.
Does seem simpler.
History made.
Everest. Although I suppose it is one of their great albums. I mean, just seems a little bit like, really, you're naming your album Everest?
A person born in 69 has experienced approximately 20% of American history. The country was founded 241 years ago. So someone just over 48 has been alive for a fifth of that.
Oh, Vinny. Imagine that.
What do you mean?
You were born in 69.
We don't need to talk about my age. What about your age?
Well, I've experienced more than a 20%, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah.
I know. I'll be 51 soon.
Oh, dude. 51, like soon, like next month. No, 2 months.
Yeah. So you might be, are you 48 or are you 49?
I'm 48. Punk.
You just turned 48?
We don't need to talk about my age. Yeah, what are you looking at me like that for?
You're so squirrely about your age. We're all 43.
I don't like it. Yeah. That's still up there, by the way.
That is still up there, Vinny.
They can't get it off, obviously.
No, they can get it off.
Try and get it off. There's a napkin right underneath. Oh, yeah, get the napkin underneath there.
Shows that they never clean the windows here.
I took it off with my thumb.
That thing has
I didn't even lick my finger. Yeah. It came right off.
Yeah.
Now it's all over your finger.
So what? You should have seen me with paint yesterday. Covered in it. Completely.
Well, you don't have any hair to worry about.
When we saw you this morning walk in, you were laughing. Were you laughing about the Equifax freezing and credit and all that?
No, that had me actually extremely frustrated. I was downstairs, truly parked on that... by bus vans.
Yeah.
And I'm telling the guy in India, I'm like, listen, dude, you've got to hurry up. I need you to freeze my credit. That's it. Okay, sir. And I'm not trying to be racist. I'm really not. I couldn't understand the guy. And I'm just like, please freeze my credit. I'm never going to get through later today when I try to call because I tried.
And I've already given you my social security number.
Twice. It's unbelievable. I hope.
What were you laughing about?
I don't remember.
Okay.
What was I laughing at? I don't remember. Sorry. Where was I? Oh, Macaulay Culkin was the first child actor ever to get $1 million for a film.
Oh. He got a million, what, for like the third one or something?
For My Girl.
Oh, that's such a cute movie.
Was it?
It's so sad. Oh, my God.
Thomas.
Bees.
One last fast fact for you.
Okay.
The expression "my bad" became popular because of a former NBA star, Manute Bol. He didn't quite have full grasp of the English language, so instead of saying "my fault" when something went wrong, he said "my bad," which caught on and spread.
It's great.
Throughout you like it?
American
my
culture.
Bad.
Yeah, I'm not that crazy about.
Who's responsible for no worries? That one is...
That's Australians.
And I like that one.
Yeah,
me too.
I like that one too.
I like My Bad. I like No Worries. That's everywhere.
Yeah. I think you want to put No Worries into a conversation when you really want someone to be like, I'm asking for something, but no worries.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No, either way. It's fine.
It's all good. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Saw Hooman at a wedding this weekend, says 520.
Oh.
He was accompanied by some super hot chick. Wonder who it was.
Oh, who was your date? Dun, I didn't dun. Even think to ask you who your date was.
I went alone. I don't want to babysit.
Hold on. He's trying to find him. That's not it.
Find
that's
what?
The, well, he's trying to find the dun dun dun. Breaking news, Hooman doesn't want to babysit you.
Yeah, I know.
Got it, Vin.
All right.
Oh, here comes Vin.
Tell us about your date.
All the bridesmaids were all really, really hot, and they're all my friends. I'll bring in a quick picture.
Okay.
Oh, I'll bring in a quick picture.
Oh, my God.
This is the one I was dancing with.
See,
those are all the girls.
What the? How many bridesmaids were there?
A lot.
How many people were at this wedding?
Who is this hot chick in the red dress with the giant cans on her knees in front of you?
I have a mini crush on her. Her name is Olivia.
A mini crush?
Mini.
What is a mini crush?
It means I won't ever do anything about it.
It's not worth the effort.
It's non-committal. Why don't you commit and tell her you really like her and want to take her out?
Because I don't want to mess up the friendship.
Oh, you puss. Jesus.
What do you think?
Look at how hot that girl is.
You like
it? A lot of hot chicks in that picture.
What about the one on her knees in front of him?
She is doing a full squat. That's actually a hard pose to hold.
She's a grandmaster yoga teacher.
Wait, so these are all the bridesmaids that they had changed out of their bridesmaids outfits or something?
No, this was the pre-party, the Friday. When you go,
the rehearsal
wedding,
dinner?
Yeah, there's a rehearsal dinner.
You were at the rehearsal dinner, too?
Well,
How close are you with Owen?
I didn't get to go to the actual dinner. I only got
to go to the party,
the chips and salsa after the dinner. It was a...
The chips and salsa.
It was at Guaymas.
Oh, I like that place.
Did you see it? I did, yeah.
Ask her out and quit being such a puss.
Yeah, just ask her out.
God.
Yeah, human.
People wonder why they can't hook up. Why don't you be formal and ask someone on a date and not be like, hey, let's hang out and be friends.
Yeah.
We'll have a drink, but pretend we're only here as buddies. What is that?
I don't know. He's got a whole different set of parameters than we do. I can't pretend to understand.
That pic is on my Facebook if you want to see it.
Great. I'll go there immediately. I just saw it, though.
Yeah. Well, I won't be going to your Facebook.
Talking to you guys.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll find out what kind of trouble Kevin Hart's in.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.